Welcome, everyone, to the weekend conference call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Ms. Claire Hutchinson. Please go ahead, Ms. Hutchinson.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. This is Claire from the League Office. Welcome to our Week 10 preview conference call with the Toronto Argonauts and the BC Lions. On the line today, we have Travis Lule, Sean Lemon, McLeod Bethel-Thompson, and James Wilder, Jr. We'll jump straight into Q&A, so let's kick things off with the first question.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you are using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on the telephone keypad. And if at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. So please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register. We thank you for your patience. The first question is from Dan Ralph from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Sean, you're coming back to Toronto for the first time since the trade. Your thoughts about that and whether this game means any more to you than any other because of that?
Yeah, I'm very excited to come back to Toronto to play, play against the Argonauts. Yeah, this game, it means a little bit more to me, just from being in the city and, the type of, playing with the teammates, winning Grey Cup with them last year, but just trying to get a win for the Lions and, help us out for the playoff run.
And if I may follow up, you've been quite outspoken on Twitter that you don't think anybody on that offensive line can handle you, and do you still believe that?
Oh, most definitely. The guys on the phone conference believe it too, so it is what it is.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from Chris O'Leary from CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. Another question for Sean. Sean, just as you mentioned, winning the Grey Cup, you've been in Toronto for a while. Did it hurt to be traded?
Oh, yeah, well, just having my family there, it being so close for my parents to come up to the games and, having the connection with the guys in the locker room, I was a little disappointed about that. But, like I said, I'm very thankful to be an opportunity to come here to the Lions. There's a great locker room here, veteran locker room here. Guys welcome me with open arms here. So, I'm definitely excited about, what the future holds for me here. But I definitely was a little bit disappointed about being traded.
And do you feel like there's an advantage in coming back and playing a team that you know so well so quickly after being traded?
Oh, yeah, yes, it is. Yes, it is definitely an advantage because I understand. I know their offense. Like, I play offense for them. So I know their offense. I know how they want to attack teams. I know how they want to attack me. I've practiced against them every day. And, that's it.
And ask James a question just to follow up on that. What do you think it's going to be like to go up against Sean, and what have you learned about him in your time as teammates?
He's a great player. He's feisty and stuff, and I think it's going to be pretty fun. Another game to be able to go against him and actually be able to show him what I have outside of practice and in a real game.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on the telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from Chris Schultz from TSN. Please go ahead.
Fellas, want to talk about playing quarterback. I think football is by far the best team sport, and I think quarterback's the toughest position to play in that team sport. What is it about the position that took you each the hardest to master? Was it the mental side, the physical side, the reads, something about the audibles, the leadership? There are so many tangible and intangible aspects of it, and you're both a little older. One's 34 and Travis, and then Mac, I believe you're 30 years old. What is it about the position that makes it truly difficult to master, not just play, but to master? Travis, first, please.
Well, I think, obviously all those things are really important. The technique of it, the knowledge of what you're doing is critically important to give you enough confidence to play. But I honestly think the biggest thing, the thing that, can separate a lot of guys is the mental side of it, because you really have to have you really have to have a short memory playing quarterback. You have to be able to respond to things that happen outside of your control. That's the one thing that's so tough at quarterback. You can do a lot of things right, and the result doesn't happen. A ball gets tipped and picked, and, you know, that looks like that's a negative on you and your team. And so there's so much that can happen out of your control. You really have to learn to put a ton of faith in the guys around. You have to trust the heck out of them, the line in front of you, and putting balls in spots for receivers down the field. And so just being able to do that on a week-to-week basis. When you're on a team that loses a game or two in a row, you start to feel that. You feel like you have the ball in your hands and you want to do something. So you have to be mentally strong enough to do the things that have put you in position to be successful in the past. And so that's what I think is the biggest challenge. And, you know, that happens on a smaller scale, you know, in the middle of a game. And, I mean, McLeod could speak to that just from last week. I mean, you know, the first half maybe didn't go the way they wanted, and you still have a lot of football left, and you can respond in the second half. And those are the types of things you have to be able to do, right? We're ultimately judged on whether your team wins after 60 minutes of football. So if you have a bad series, a bad quarter, what have you, you've got to find a way to respond for your guys. And so all those, you know, being able to do that, I think that's where the leadership comes in, and guys see you being resilient and being able to respond to adversity. And, you know, that's how you can kind of win your guys over and develop some leadership traits that way. So, you know, to me, when you talk about mastery, and it's never over. I'm not speaking like I'm the Jedi Knight here of quarterbacking, but it's, you know, you learn things as you keep going on. But the mental game is hugely important.
Mac?
Yeah, absolutely. I just piggyback on exactly what Travis said. I mean, he's playing the game at a high level right now, so definitely piggyback on what he's saying in terms of the mental game. Obviously, the fundamentals and the footwork and the arm slots and everything like that is similar to the technique of other positions, but what kind of separates it is the mental capacity and being able to have everything ingrained into your process without thinking. You don't want to be on the football field thinking and second-guessing yourself. So it's got to be kind of a second-nature type of operation. And I would just add to that the emotional maturity, that you always have to be the beacon of hope. And you have to take one play at a time. No matter how much you want it, you have to move on to the next play and one play at a time. And again, what Travis alluded to about the team, that you can do everything right, but you're completely dependent on your teammates. And I think as that process grows and as you take it from the technique to the mental aspect, to the emotional side, it's figuring out who you are as a person and displaying that on the football field. And that comes with time, and that comes with peace, and it's as much a journey inward as it is outward. So, it's everything. It's a fantastic job, and it's a challenge every week.
And the fact that you came back from such a deficit, I know it's hard. This is a tough question, and many people ask it, like, in terms of adversity. But what were you thinking when it was, I think at one time it was 28-7 and nothing was necessarily flowing. Ottawa was playing real well. Did you guys have the resiliency to come back? Is it more of a being calm about the situation, or is it more about understanding what is going wrong and communicating what is going wrong?
I think it's always about staying in the moment. I think the hardest thing to do at that moment is you can't score, you know, 21 points in one play. You can only just execute that play. So sometimes you try to put the weight of the world on your shoulders, and you can't do that. You just got to pull yourself back to the present and ignore what happened before and be there for your teammates. I think that whatever, if you need to be the emotional leader, if you need to be the vocal leader, if you need to be the voice of calm, you be that in that moment. And again, that's a process of being who you are and learning the game and seeing a bunch through the process. So whatever it takes at that point, whatever the moment asks of you, that's what you have to be. And the more you can be there, present, the better chance you have.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Dan Ralph from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
McLeod, you just listened to Sean talk about the fact that this game means a little bit more to him, and he doesn't think he can be handled up front. What goes through your mind when you hear that?
Oh, it's great. I mean, he's a great football player, and I hope he brings his A game. And you know, you want him to be the best, you got to beat the best. So I'm so excited to have him come in here and just play ball. Like, we always get to go against each other in practice, but he never gets to touch me. So hopefully he doesn't get to touch me on Saturday either. So it's fun. It's fantastic. I'm excited. He's a good football player, and what a great challenge to just go out there on Saturday and be two young men out there playing football, playing the game you love. So super excited.
Thank you. And Travis, if I may, this is your fifth straight start. I'm wondering how you would sum up, you know, your not development, but your progression from start one to start five.
Yeah, I think my comfort level has grown a little bit each week, right? And I think that's natural, and that's kind of what I expected. You know, it happened really fast. Just obviously was really limited at training camp this year and didn't take, you know, a lot of team reps. I really only had a handful of practices under my belt before that first start. So a little bit of trial by fire, and I was just relying on past experience and leaning heavy on the guys around me. But I think I've gotten a little bit more comfortable each week just in you know, terms of the whole deal, right, lining up you know, with the first reps at the beginning of the week and taking the first look at all the new plays and stuff. So, but really, I mean, the starter's role is where I'm most comfortable. It's, you know, even through the last few years of injury, the bulk of my career has been spent as a starter. So I, you know, I can lean on that past experience that I'm comfortable in doing that. But I do feel like I'm improving. I feel like our team's improving. You know, this is a new offense for us, and there's a lot of nuance to it, and you know, receivers are, you know, learning critical depths and route adjustments, and I'm learning where they're going to be and all those types of things, right? So there's been a development period that's, you know, that's shown some good growth that's, you know, outside of just myself. So, you know, I feel like last week maybe wasn't the same performance offensively we had a couple weeks prior, but I do think our group is continuing to grow. So that's where I'm at. I feel pretty good. I feel confident. I really do feel good about the way the guys in the room feel, and I have a lot of confidence in the guys that I line up with. So, you know, again, I'm just excited about another opportunity to go out and continue to get better as a team.
And if I may, one more. What has been the issue or the problem on the road for the Lions this year?
Well, I wish I had that answer for you, right? I mean, the bottom line is we haven't played good enough on the road. But no, I mean, I think, let's see, look at our schedule. I mean, we had, we played some good opponents, right? We played Edmonton early in the year. We played Winnipeg early in the year and lost those two football games. We lost against Ottawa in a game that we played and felt in control of for much of that football game. And then in the back half of the fourth quarter, we didn't make the win. And that was kind of the game, that was the road game so far that we really, you know, felt like we had a great chance to win. The difference being at home, we found ways in those tight games, we found ways to make those plays in the critical moments in the fourth quarter that we just didn't make in Ottawa. And so I think, you know, I think there were some kind of out of character, not normal mistakes that happened. You know, we had a drop punt, we had a time count, we had, you know, a fumble and scoring opportunity in that Ottawa game. Those are types of mistakes that make it hard to win, you know, whether you're at home or on the road. So I think it's just a focusing. Two, I think our team is getting better, and you know, that's obviously our next challenge. Is we set out this year to be a good home team. We talked about it in training camp, and we've done that, but we haven't been good enough on the road, right? So we want to be competitive and play like crazy to give ourselves a chance to win. It just takes a focused effort, and it takes winning in a fourth quarter if it comes down to a one score game. You got to find a way to make those plays.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on the telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from Dave Naylor from TSN. Please go ahead.
G'day, guys. Thanks for being with us. A few questions here. Maybe I'll direct this one at James. It's interesting. Both BC and Toronto coming into this game are coming off games, you know, where they came from behind, and games that you think could kind of change your season, perhaps, when you think of the implications of wins or losses just at this point of the year and then being home games. James, just could you describe to me just how meaningful that win against Ottawa was for you guys?
It meant a lot. It meant a lot. But we also understand that, you know, that week is behind us. It was definitely a win that we needed to turn this ship around for us, and now we're looking forward to have that taste in our mouth again, to be able to not just to be able to stack a win. Now we need to stack a win and keep them going.
And Travis, in terms of your win against Edmonton at home last week, in kind of the same context.
Yeah, no, I think to James's point, right? Like it's for us, it's it's up to us what we make of that game, right? I mean,
yeah.
We can say all we want about, oh, we feel good, and that can turn
yeah.
the season. Well, it does nothing if we don't find a way to build on that momentum, right? And so, I've been around the league long enough to understand that every week really has a unique feel. I mean, it doesn't
yeah.
matter the matchup, right? I mean, you've seen it. You've seen teams with losing records go into the best team in the in the league
yeah.
and beat them at their place. It's just so every week really has a unique feel. So I think that's one of the things and that Wally's been stressing to us is look like that was an important win for us. We beat a good football team. We used all three phases of our team in critical moments of that game to kind of shift momentum back in our favor. So we did the things that it takes to play winning football. Now it's a matter of doing it again, right? And so,
yeah.
So I think one, it does give us some confidence, gives us some validation of our work. But two, we have to understand that it takes an effort like that every single week to have an opportunity to win.
Confidence and validation of our work. But it takes an effort like that. And McLeod, if I could, you're coming off your first full game in the Canadian Football League. I just wonder how different it feels to you. And I know you're not a kid who's new to professional football, but when you're coming into a game this week, coming off, playing the entire game, successfully, how does that change things for you? How does it make it different?
Well, obviously, you look at the bye week and you look at the time off, and it feels like, it's been months since that game. So that's kind of the yin and the yang of a bye week, right? On the one hand, you want to get right back out there and keep that momentum going. And on the other side, you appreciate the extra work. And so for me, I just concentrate on the time I did put in at practice and kind of what Travis said earlier about that comfortability and that being in that number one position and getting those reps from the beginning of the week all the way through. It's been great, and I think we put a lot of good work into the bye week and a lot of good work this week. So getting in that flow, getting that feel, and the Canadian Football League is such an amazing game. It's so fluid. It's nonstop, and there's so many, angles and this and that it's the more you can have a feel for it, the better you're going to have a chance when it comes right down to it.
How emotional was that game for you? Just, understanding your story and the patience that you've had to demonstrate throughout your career to get this opportunity.
It was a culmination of a lot of things. I think not to put it too vulgarly, but I think Coach Stressman said it best when it was like I was getting a whole bunch of pus out in the first half, and that was what it felt like. I was hurting my own team. I was shooting myself in my foot. I was getting in the own way, and it was a lot of build up of what the failings I had from before or whatnot. But it was a great experience. It was a tale of two halves, and once we got out of our own way and we started just doing our 1/12th of the job, I think we played some good football in the second half. So that's what we have to look forward to, is just taking it one play at a time. And we're very excited to go against BC. I mean, they're playing football as good as anybody is in the league right now, in our opinion. And we've been watching them and watching Travis play. It's always fun to see quarterback play at a high level. So we're super excited about it, and we're just trying to keep the momentum flowing.
Great. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you. The next question is from Chris O'Leary from CFL.ca.
Travis, just for you. In terms of recovering from your injury, do you think about trying to play like your old self? Do you think about that at all? Or like, how do you kind of gauge where you're at physically now?
No, well, I guess I'll answer that in two ways. I really am to the point where on game days I'm not thinking about my knee, and that's obviously that's where you need to be able to play to be able to play at a high level and to be ready to play again, right? If I'm out there thinking about my knee or I'm hobbled or things like that, you can't be your normal self, and you'd be compromising your team. So I'm kind of over that hump, and that question kind of gets answered in the first game back, and you take a few hits and move when you need to and all those things. I think on the other hand, referencing playing like I used to, I think I do play a little bit different than I used to. I think just my style has changed, and obviously some of that changes just with knowledge of the game. A lot of times as a younger quarterback, and being an athletic enough guy, I relied really heavily on being able to make a lot of plays running the football. Now when I'm moving, I'm moving to throw first and foremost, right? And if I got to make plays with my feet, I feel comfortable enough to be able to do that. But so I do think, it's shifted a little over time. We kind of joke in the quarterback room that a lot of those times you're running, as a younger quarterback, you're running right to the place where you'd have been throwing a check down, or you're doing the dirty work that those guys get paid to run the football, right? Flip it to them and let them go get those yards. So, as a younger player, I was happy to point my check down downfield to block, and I'm taking off with the ball. Now I'm going to throw it to them. And, part of that's just the knowledge of the game and being able to get through reads a half a step quicker to where I can get the ball to them and with a little bit more space around them so they can yak the football. And the other part of that is just knowing what my strengths are. And I think, thinking the game is more of a strength now than say running the football. Maybe that was flipped in my younger years.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from David Sanchez. Mr. Sanchez, please say your media outlet and proceed with your question. Your line is open.
My media outlet is a jack of all trades. McLeod, question, CFL.ca and TSN. McLeod, question for you. The Week 8 matchup, you just talked about the pus and Coach Trestman. Obviously, you weren't happy with the second half or the first half. But what was it when you self-scouted, looked at it, other than getting out of your own way, mechanically or when you looked at the film, what was it you didn't do in the first half that you did personally in the second? Anything that you saw in the film when you looked at it?
It was a combination of a bunch of things, I think. I think football play always starts from the ground up. So if you're not connected with the ground, if your footwork's not proper and your feet aren't talking to your eyes and your eyes aren't talking to your hands, then you're in trouble. So I think it always starts with the footwork, and that was a little out of whack. And just getting in the rhythm. I think each game has its own kind of its own DNA and its own process. So I would say starting with the footwork and then making sure my eyes are right and delivering with purpose and with command and with conviction. So,
Was it comfort just being out there once, obviously the longer you're out there, your first start, you're going to get more comfortable. Do you think that was a big part of the first half, was you just need time to get comfortable?
Absolutely. It's all timing and space, right? I mean, the CFL is a more organic game than the game is down south. It's more fluid. It's more changing. It takes sometimes longer to evolve. And sometimes I was trying to be too quick. And, I was trying to see things too quickly and see too much at once. So just getting a feel for the game and a timing and a rhythm is what quarterback play is all about. I mean, Travis kind of said it earlier with the question as to what it takes to play quarterback at a high level. It's so many different things that come together. And when they work together seamlessly, it's a beautiful thing. And when one thing is off, it can get really choppy. So just getting a feeling for the timing and the rhythm and the route depth and also getting to know my receivers. Like, we have so many talented players on offense here that it's a shame that I had to get in my own way. But once I got out of my own way, it's just giving them the ball in space. And they're there to make plays, and there's so many of them here.
Thank you. Quick one for Travis. Travis, was there a point since you've been back that's either a play or a quarter, a situation where this team kind of found its confidence? I know it's a progression to get to where you are, but was there something that you guys had where you looked around, you think this group that seemingly has confidence is a different group now? Was there a point or a play or a situation you think you guys gained that?
Oh, I don't know that I could point to one moment for you. I would think it's kind of been a growth over the last handful of weeks, right? I think the Winnipeg win at home was really important for us. Namely, Winnipeg had just beat the brakes off us in Winnipeg the week before. We're down 17-0 at halftime. We buckled down, came from behind, and overcame and won that game, right? So I think that was a critical win for us. Now, then we went to Ottawa and started hot. Felt in control of that football game through the third quarter, and then we didn't win the fourth. So we were disappointed we didn't ride that momentum, going into the bye week after that. So we went to Calgary. I think we had good confidence going into Calgary. But, again, Calgary came down to kind of the handful of critical plays that had opportunities to shift the game. Calgary made those plays, and some long yardage situations shifted the field. We didn't punch it in when we had chances. So we walked away from that game going, look, we still feel pretty good about ourselves, but we got to find ways to make these critical plays. And then we kind of got over the hump a little bit in the Edmonton game. So I think the confidence has been growing even through a couple weeks of losses. That win last week, again, that was really important for us because it kind of showed us, look, when we do make those critical plays, we can find that win against good football teams. So there's good confidence in the room right now, and now it's a matter of stacking it together and putting it together and becoming a more consistent team instead of a team that, you know, plays well for a half or needs a ferocious comeback. We want to play just this consistent 60 minutes of football. And look, you know, the other team's going to make plays. Those things are going to happen. But if you play more or less consistent for 60 minutes, you give yourself a chance every week, right? And that's the next step for our club. But I do think, that's kind of how our confidence has grown over the last month or so.
Thank you, Travis.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I will return the meeting back to Ms. Hutchinson.
All right, everyone, we want to let these guys get back to work, so I'm going to cut us off. Thanks for joining us today. These two teams will face off on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, and Week 10 kicks off tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. Eastern with Ottawa versus Winnipeg. Thanks again for joining us, and enjoy your afternoon.
Don't get some.
Go Argos.
Don't get some lemon.
Thank you. The conference is now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time. And we thank you for your participation.